My name is Michael Burke, and I'm a member of the Commercial Property Department here at Bury & Walkers. Today, I'm going to give you an overview about auctions and what sellers need to be thinking about before and when they put their property into an auction. I suppose the first thing would be, why would you sell your property at an auction rather than market it through agents? Usually auctions are used for different or unusual properties that may be difficult to value. Maybe a property that requires a lot of renovation work, something that's unusual, something where the seller wants to maybe dispose of the property quickly and is willing to let the market or the auction decide on an appropriate price for that property so that they can move it on quickly. The main advantages then of selling a property at auction, the main advantage is certainty. The seller knows that when the hammer falls, that property is sold and there is a binding contract for the sale of the property. He knows that the buyer has to pay a deposit there and then at the auction. It gives him speed because he knows there is no opportunity for the buyer to attempt to renegotiate the price. It is the auction itself that sets the price, and maybe for some properties the auction sale can achieve a higher price than if he was trying to sell it by private tender. Main disadvantages are probably the costs involved, because the seller will be required to pay the auctioneer's fee even if the property isn't sold. You may also find that auctioneer's fees are higher than you would pay if you were selling a property by tender. So, what do you need to do when you're preparing for the sale of your property at auction? First thing, check the date of appropriate auctions. There are lots of auctions throughout the country. Ensure you have sufficient time to prepare for the auction. Your solicitors are going to need to produce a legal pack, and that legal pack will have things like title documents, maybe copy leases, maybe some of the searches for the property. If you are selling a property that you occupy, then you need to allow yourself sufficient time to leave. If the property is a mixed investment, so that, for example, you might have retail on the ground floor with residential on floors above, the property may be subject to rights of first refusal for the residential tenants. And if that is the case, then you have to serve statutory notices on those residential tenants, allowing them to exercise their rights of first refusal. Next, think about the auction catalogue. The catalogue will be prepared by the auctioneers and will give details such as the address of the property, a photograph, and confirm whether it is freehold or leasehold. And if it's subject to leases, give some details about those leases, including rents and the length of the terms of those leases. There may be possibly a guide price that's mentioned in the catalogue, and I'll mention guide prices later. The auctioneer will give you some advice though about the guide price. The sale contract will also form part of the auction papers. There will be some what are known as general conditions of sale, and you will normally find these printed in the auction catalogue. Your solicitors will then produce some additional conditions of sale or special conditions of sale specifically relating to the property that is to be sold. Often you may find that there is an addendum produced which corrects the information in the catalogue or the legal pack. You should check at the auction whether there is any such addendum, because it may change the conditions of sale. Those standard conditions of sale are produced by the RICS and are usually what are known as the Common Auction Conditions, 3rd edition. Your own solicitors will then advise you about the appropriate amendments that need to be made to those conditions. Next, the legal pack. This is produced by your solicitors and it will contain the things that I've mentioned. Things like the special conditions of sale, copies of your title deeds, copies of all leases relating to the property, and copies of any searches that have been carried out. At least a local search will be included, maybe some other searches, and replies to standard form pre-contract inquiries for a commercial property. It will contain replies to commercial property standard inquiries relating to a sale of the freehold and possibly the leases, and should also contain an energy performance certificate and recommendation report. Auctioneers will expect to receive a copy of that auction pack, including all these legal documents, and your solicitors may be required to produce it to parties who are interested in buying the property so that they can consider the title to the property and all relevant legal issues before the auction. I've already mentioned to you that at the auction itself, addenda may be produced, and you need to be careful to ensure that you do obtain copies of these addenda. The addenda may vary the special conditions or change the property description. They may change the description of the leases that relate to the property. The auctioneer will then allow bids for each of the lots. You will probably have set a minimum price or reserve price, which is normally kept confidential, although there will probably be a guide price shown in the auction brochure. That guide price is normally set at or above the reserve price. You as a seller may be able to change that final reserve price at any time up until shortly before bidding commences. If the reserve price is reached, then the property will be sold to the successful bidder, the highest bidder, who will then sign a memorandum of sale with the auctioneer and pay the deposit to the auctioneer. If the bidding for the lot fails to meet the reserve price, then you could still possibly agree to sell the lot at a lower price, but that would be determined by negotiations taking place after the auction, possibly through the auctioneer. What happens after the auction? Well, the auctioneers distribute the memorandum of sale to your solicitor, a seller, and also to the buyer solicitor. The memorandum of sale will confirm the completion date, which will have been determined by the contract conditions. If the deposit is held by your auctioneers, then your solicitors will probably contact the auctioneers on completion to arrange for the deposit to be sent to you or to them. And you will probably find that the auctioneers want to deduct their fees from the deposit before they pay it to you. In due course, on the completion date, the transfer of the property will take place, with the balance of the purchase price being paid to your solicitors. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We hope you found this useful. For any further questions, please visit our website, burywalkers.com, where other podcasts are available.